I have a student feature this week, and I think this student just exemplifies many of the outstanding qualities our Huskies have. Jesus Cortez Sanchez is completing his master's year of the NEAG School of Education's Integrated Bachelor's and Master's Degree Program, concentrating in music education. Jesus is also a DREAMer, which is an undocumented immigrant that's covered under the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals program that protects those who arrived in the U.S. as small children from deportation, which we know President Trump attempted to end in 2017, and I actually talked to Jesus a little bit about that. Jesus played clarinet on the John DeVersa big band album, American Dreamers, Voices of Hope, Music of Freedom, which included 53 Dreamer singers and musicians and won Grammys this year in each of the categories in which it was nominated. Best Jazz Album, Best Instrumental Arrangement, and Best Improvised Jazz Solo. We spoke about how he got involved with that project, his journey to UConn, and how he hopes to give back to the community that shaped his life. So first of all, I want to congratulate you. You played on the American Dreamers album that won a Grammy in February. How did you become involved in that project?
Yeah, so it actually won 3 Grammys. It won Grammy for Best Album, Best Jazz Album, Best Arrangement, and Best Improvised Solo. And so I played for the album, obviously, and I played for the arrangement.
Very cool.
Ironically, yes.
Awesome.
But the story goes, it's so odd. Things are just, they fell into place. In my students teaching at Hull High School in West Hartford, Connecticut, my cooperative teacher, James Antonucci, we've known each other for years now. He gave me the opportunity to come into Hull to experience the whole amazing band program he has going on there, amazing jazz program. So it was around the All-State Regional Festivals where Dr. DeVersa from the University of Miami was coming in as a guest conductor to conduct the All-State Jazz Band. I guess he started having conversations with my band director, James Antonucci, since they work closely together and, you know, because Hall has such a great jazz program, Dr. DeVersa just sometimes comes in and gives them, like, a masterclass. And so I guess conversation was brought up that Dr. DeVersa was doing this awesome, awesome project on Dreamers. And sharing their stories and just sharing how powerful their lives are in spite of the political tension that was rising up with the Dreamers and the DACA specifically. And Mr. Tichy was like, oh, coincidentally, I know Jesus for a number of years. His wife was my high school band director.
Oh, so great. That's how, what a small world.
Yeah, yeah, right? So all these pieces are just linking up together. Mr. Antonucci asked me politely if I wanted to be part of the project and share my story. I was thrilled. I'm like, yeah, of course. Reflecting on the struggle even to apply to college as a DACA student, you know, the struggle of dealing with the political tension there. So I thought this is a great opportunity to share the awareness of this critical, critical situation, which is DACA. And DACA gives me the opportunity to apply for work. It gives me a work permit and prevents me from being deported. And so something that my parents don't have. To me, that was this opportunity of being able to work ties into my time here at UConn, right?
What is your story?
So my parents immigrated here in 1998. They were here for about 5 years. And so they left my sister and I in Mexico for some time. And after some time, they felt that they needed to bring us here to this country because they were seeing there was a very good opportunity for jobs. And so my mother goes back to Mexico and grabs her 2 children and brings us here into the States. In my little knowledge of where I was going, all I knew, I was going to see my father. I was 5 when I got here. My younger sister was 4. And so our idea was, we're going to go see Daddy. We're going to go see our father. And we're finally going to be a family together because we were living with our own grandparents. So we were so excited. We didn't understand why we were traveling so far. We didn't understand why we had to get to the United States this way. I didn't know why I was walking so much. But we got here and we got into New Haven, Connecticut. We settled there. This is a very Latin community. They call it Fairhaven. The first year there, we lived in an apartment with 2 other families. There was a total of 12 people. And so things became very complicated. And so eventually we had enough money to finally get our own apartment. And I started going to New Haven public schools. I started in kindergarten and went all the way up to high school. English obviously was a really big struggle for me. The way I was introduced to music, it was through the New Haven Public Schools. My band director, John Miller, great, great band director, comes into the middle school program. There's no, at this point in New Haven, the magnet schools were starting to build. And so a brand new magnet school was built for our school. And he comes in and just creates this initiative with the Yale School of Music and New Haven Public Schools. And this initiative brings and gives opportunities to all the New Haven Public School students. He starts off with a summer program and test summer program with Yale School of Music graduates come in and teach us. And so he creates this big, big system of equity and access for music. To be honest, at first, you know, playing clarinet, it was really fun for me, but I didn't want to give up my summer playing clarinet. But he, like, convinced me. He convinced my friends, and my friends were going there. So I'm like, this is a great opportunity. Fast forwarding, I'm in the program. I keep going every summer. John Miller, great band director. I started band when I was in seventh grade. 3 years later, unfortunately, John Miller dies.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he passed away very young. And it broke all our hearts. But I continue with the program. I graduate high school. They call me back, though, to be an intern and work in the inner workings, you know, taking attendance, be more of a higher position than I was as a student. And so I'm like, yes. At this point, I was in the program for about 5 to 6 years.
What was the name of the program?
Moore Summer Academy. And so I start working as an intern. I love it. Because of Mrs. Antonucci and Mr. Smith, my high school music teachers, they see an interest. Since I've been doing music this whole time, I'm like, you know, what are you going to school for? And I'm like, I don't know, actually, you know. And I'm like, is college really for me? None of my family has been to college. I mean, we were immigrants here, and there was always that fear of, like, you know, well, what if I tell my status to anyone? And especially in college applications, I'm like, what am I going to put? And we started looking at numbers. These numbers were like $50,000. So I'm like, how on earth am I going to go to school? And I didn't see college as a possibility. Mr. Smith, Patrick Smith, and Mrs. Antonucci, they start inspiring me. They start encouraging me to try the process at least and go into music. And this is when it hit me. They're doing so much for me. And their input and just their wanting for my success is so much. And I'm like, if I do take this career, I would do anything to one day be a teacher and tell a student in their face, no, you can do this. And I'm like, I'm going to go into education for the music, but most importantly, to inspire students just like they did for me.
That's
and I'm
so
like,
awesome.
I'm going to go. And I got to UConn. I auditioned. I came in. Luckily, legislation passed where undocumented students in the state of Connecticut didn't have to pay out-of-state tuition. So I could afford tuition. Music department gave me a scholarship. Ironically, again, the New Haven Promise, this was the first year it was enacted, and New Haven Promise scholarship, what it does is it covers all your tuition, and it doesn't discriminate based on status. And so that was perfect. All these
all
things
came together.
Yeah. Like, I didn't have to pay for tuition. All I had to pay for room and board, and that was available. That's a thing that my parents could do. They could afford that. And so I started my track here at University of Connecticut, and here I am now.
That's great. That's just such a moving story to hear how these teachers really impacted your life, and
they really did.
You're going to do the same, I'm sure, for some other students. What level do you hope to teach at?
You know what? I think in my career, I really hope to teach every level. I really hope to learn and observe how the student grows over the years. And as a teacher, I think I need to know, what does the student need to know at step one as a musician, and where am I going to take him as a senior year of high school? How can I help him grow? Mm-hmm. And I really hope just to teach all levels.
And I read you want to go back to New Haven if you can. And
I keep telling everyone that's where my heart is. You know, I'm applying to other districts, but my heart is in New Haven. My heart is in New Haven, and especially going back there and thanking all those people who have supported me, all the people in the background that I haven't mentioned, like my private lesson teacher who never charged me a dime, Risa. there's so many key elements and people who have contributed to my success that I really want to go back and thank.
When everything was happening with DACA last year, you know, UConn was kind of one of the first to like speak out and say, these students are welcome here. And how did you feel during all that? What was that like for you?
Yeah, it was certainly a nervous point in my thought, because I was working so hard in student teaching. But when this notice came, I'm like, okay, so I'm here trying really hard. And there's a possibility that when I graduate, if they take this away, my work is gonna go to waste. And so I gotta be honest, I was a bit down. But advice from my peers, from people at NEAC, especially the people at NEAC, have just been so wonderful. Especially my academic advisors, Mia and Dom, and Dr. Bernard and Dr. Abramo, who are just, you know, pushing me to say, you know, don't pay attention to these things. Just keep doing what you're doing. Look forward. Stick with that same vision. And just really pushed through. But it was hard. It was a hard hit for me, to be honest. But all I did was I put it aside, and I kept focusing on what I had to do, which is learn how to be a great teacher and focus on the students I was teaching.
So what does music mean to you?
Oof, that's a loaded
it's a loaded question, exactly. we'll end on the loaded question.
Music, specifically to me, pertaining to my life, it means an opportunity. An opportunity. I humbly don't believe in coincidence. I think music in my life strategically has been placed by someone up there in the sky to really give me the opportunity to help people, and help not only help them become musicians, no, help them to become a good person, a good person and a good citizen, despite where they come from, despite their racial, despite their gender, despite what they identify with. It really is an avenue for me to encourage other people, to bring people together and just grow together as good citizens. Yeah, I think that's the best way I could describe music for me. Yeah.
That was very nice, and I think it's a real testament to kind of like the broad range of interests and talents that students here have. That we have so many students who are good in more than just one thing. It's really impressive.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that.
And music. Everybody likes music.
We like music, all three of us in this room. And speaking of music, I do want to thank Jesus for providing the music clips that started and ended that piece. The first was the Yukon Clarinet Chamber Ensemble from his freshman year in 2014, playing Tico Tico No Fuba by Zaquinha de Abreu. And at the end, you heard the Yukon Clarinet Ensemble from his senior year this past fall performing Aragonese from Carmen Opera by Georges Bizet.